أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. This is the last ruku of the Sufara. Before this, Allah Ta'ala explained the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah must send a Nabi to the people of Makkah from amongst them, and referring to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the duties and all the work that this Nabi will do. And Allah defined what Millat Ibrahim is, the Ibrahimic creed or the Ibrahimic accord as it is called today. And that is what has to be followed. And Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala perfected it at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in that way Allah Ta'ala made it more complete and more perfect. The Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's millat with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is the only true way which Allah Ta'ala will accept, and which is good for mankind in his worldly life also, his life in the qabr, in the akhirat also. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Or kaun hai jo phire Ibrahim ke mazhab se? And who is it that will turn away from the teachings, the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the millat Ibrahim, illa man safiha nafsa, magar wahi jisne ahmak banaya apne aap ko. Only that person who has made himself a stupid. That is, he doesn't see his benefits of his dunya also, he doesn't see his benefits of akhirat also. Such a person will turn away from the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from millat Ibrahimi, and actually the perfect version of millat Ibrahim, which is Islam and which is the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nobody else will turn away from that way of life but he who has made himself stupid, that he is such an idiot that he can't see his own good also. Anyone who wants to see his own good and he wants the best in this world for him, for his family, for everyone around him, that person will follow Millat Ibrahim, the perfect version of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But a person who is so blind to that, he won't follow that. From the beginning of this ruku till the end of this sufara, about two pages, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala now gives the details of that Millat Ibrahim. That it was that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam brought it also, and even his offspring, even Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam made wasiyat to his children that you people must follow no other way but Millat Ibrahim. And the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and with so much detail, and the building of the Kaaba Sharif, Allah had blessed the other son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, was in his progeny Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah emphasized that all people till the day of Qiyamah, whoever wants their goodness must follow this way of life, this deen and this millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the perfection of it Allah gave to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his ummah are called Muslims, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had even chosen that name for us, that these people will be called Muslims. They won't be called Nasara, they won't be called Yahud or anything else, Majus, they will be called Muslims. So that is the perfect way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In this way of perfection of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is also that the Kaaba Sharif will be their Qibla. and the Qibla of all the people in the world. It is only for Muslims that they face the Kaaba Sharif, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu alayhi salam had built. The Jews are deprived of it, the Christians are deprived of it. Also, the khatna that we make, that is the circumcision, that also is a particular aspect of the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, ghusle janabat, when a person cohabits with his wife and he becomes napak, then to bath, that is also a speciality of the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is in our deen also. In the Christians, there isn't this, that after you cohabit with your wife, that you have to take a bath. But our deen follows the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The removing of the pubic hair, the cutting of the nails, the removing of the moustache, all these things which we have been blessed with is from Millat Ibrahim. The qurbani that we make at Eid al-Adha, the Sahaba asked, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. What is all this qurbani about? If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim, the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So this ummah has been blessed with that, and Allah says it is only a stupid person, a person who is blind to his own benefit, who won't follow this millat Ibrahimi. And the Jews and Christians, where they claim, and today they are making a very vociferous noise about that they want to follow the Millat Ibrahim, but they just name it, they're using that name, but they are not following Millat Ibrahim at all. Millat Ibrahim, even today, it is only the Muslims who are following it. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we understand this and choose this path and follow, and with conviction. We shouldn't follow the path of the life of this dunya. All the enjoyment, the outward, which looks like enjoyment, which is really the worst azab of this dunya. Only it looks outwardly, shaitan makes it look very beautiful, but it is most ugly, and it is most filthy and dirty, and the consequences are most harmful. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to follow that pure millat Ibrahimi, and in that perfect version of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and see to all our goodness of this dunya also and of akhirat also.